Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson. I wouldn't want to be a Democrat right now. By Hannah Knudsen on July 15, 2024. I wouldn't want to be a Democrat right now. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, said on Monday during an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hinson and Boyle spoke about the current state of affairs for Democrats, who are tearing each other apart, panicking particularly after President Joe Biden's poor debate performance on June 27. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. I wouldn't want to be a Democrat right now. They don't have an agenda to run on, she said. And it's funny, a couple weeks ago, you know, the New York Times actually ripped President Biden for being the least accessible president. He's not doing press conferences, and, clearly, we know why. Because he can't, she said, explaining that the contrast between former President Donald Trump and Biden could not be more clear. I do a weekly press call. I do town halls in my district. I'm accessible in my district. This is the least accessible president we've ever seen. And even the media is calling him out for that now. But it's taken 3.5 years, she pointed out. Calling out Biden's administration for creating rampant inflation in the United States in addition to red tape, wars, and energy dependence. It goes without saying, she continued, that those around Biden, including the mainstream media, have been carrying Biden's water and covering for him since the very beginning of his administration. She said every single congressional Democrat has also done so over and over and over again. So, no matter if it's Biden-Harris, Vice President Harris, if she happens to move up, it's the Biden-Harris agenda. And every single congressional Democrat has voted for that agenda, she said, emphasizing that it is the same agenda, regardless of if Democrats can successfully oust Biden at the 11th hour. We're going to hear President Trump's vice presidential pick later today. I think we're going to be able to continue to present a great contrast with our Trump Make America Great Again agenda versus what the left is offering us. And that's what, we've seen that play out, that chaos over the last couple of weeks. But they deserve it because they've been covering for him for 3.5 years, she added. Watch the entire interview below.